Now, boys and girls, I want you to sit up really well and fold your arms, because tonight, as some have already seen, I have brought my little fishing net with me. We never bother going out fishing much because there's not much in the Irish Sea. It's all gone, and you only get a lot of seaweed. But what we have done is we have put a lot of nice sweeties and treats in the fishing basket. Now, the thing is this. One clue. If it's wrapped up, you can eat it. If it's not wrapped up, then it's probably a rubber or something. Just, I wouldn't want you to be chewing on a rubber for about a fortnight thinking this isn't much of a sweet and not really appreciating it. So if it's wrapped up, it's a sweetie. If it's not, it's more likely a rubber or something like that. Okay, so remember that, because tonight, boys and girls, I'll be watching very carefully during the meeting. And if you happen to be sitting up really well, there's no reason why I just do this here and go zzz and give you a prize straight out of it. There you go. Brilliant. That's how you do it. Now, we'll just watch out for some others. During the meeting as well, we will also be asking one or two questions. And if you know the answer, just slip your hand up. Don't be shouting out. And we'll just bring our little fishing net over to you. And you can slip your hand in and get something out of it. Notice at the other end, a big, big stick here. That's for the mums and dads. If they don't sit up and behave, they'll get two or three of those. You remember all about that, don't you? Okay, so, boys and girls, tonight, I don't want to speak on a really big, long subject. In fact, I don't even want to speak on a big, long word. In fact, we're not even going to speak on a short word. Tonight, for the few moments that we have, we're only going to speak on one letter in the alphabet. Now, if it was you, and you were asked to come up to the front and to speak on one letter of the alphabet, I wonder what letter of the alphabet would you choose and why? Are there any boys and girls who could give me an idea of what letter in the alphabet they might want to speak on and why? Slip your hand up so I can see you. Yes, Dylan? D, that's a very good letter. Now, why would you want to speak on that letter? It's the beginning of your name, so why not? Why not come up and speak about yourself? No better a man. This fella could talk about himself all night. Well done, Dylan. Good man. Super. I'm going to tell you something about this fella. He won the best boy twice this week. That's how good he is. Okay, Philip, what do you think? Oh, here's something else going on here. And why would that be? Okay, you're going to talk about yourself as well. Okay. Well done, Philip. Good man, Philip. Okay. Any of the girls now? Anything different? Something a bit different? Yes, this girl here? J. And why would you speak in the letter J? Oh, very good. Okay. We'll give you one here. There you go. Okay, hands all down. We don't want to run out of sweets before we get started. Okay, so we've got a whole lot. Some want to speak about themselves. Some want to speak about the Savior. Well, boys and girls, if you're sitting up with your arms folded, you'll get a big clue as to the letter I'm going to speak on. Look straight down at your folded arms. I want to speak on the letter X tonight. That's the letter I want to speak on tonight, just for a few moments. And boys and girls, we have this wonderful verse in the Bible, and I'm going to use that verse to help me. You see, boys and girls, there are some letter X's in this verse. Now, as I read this wonderful verse from the Bible, I want you to quietly, to yourself, start to count all the letter X's that are written down here in front of us on the verse. Okay, so let me read it through one time. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Okay, so that's giving you a little bit of time to start counting. I'll read it one more time, and that'll give you the chance to count every single one, because I don't want you to miss any of them out. So here we go, one more time. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Okay. Have you counted them all?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's see here. What do you think? How many did you count?
None.
Okay, let's have a wee look. Better get you a prize for that. You think there's none? Well, I'm in trouble tonight because I want to speak on the letter X. Okay. Let's see. Let's see here. How many do you think there are?
None.
Oh, I'm in big trouble tonight. Okay. Many do you think?
None.
None. Good man. Who all thinks there are no X's up here? What about the mums and dads? Can you see them? Surely you can see all the X's up here, no? Who all thinks there's none? One at the back thinks there's none, two at the back. Okay, brother and sister, the only ones who are not afraid to put their hands up. Okay, well, sitting up with your arms folded, let's just have a little look. There are actually one, two, three letter X's up on this verse. Now, if you sit up with your arms folded very well, I'll explain to you just exactly where they are. The first letter X in our verse is found here among the red letters. Because it says there, but God commendeth his love toward us. Let me try and explain it to you this way. Some of you boys and girls, indeed some of you mums and dads, you might have a mobile phone. And you might do a little bit of texting. Now, I know some of you have gone beyond the texting, but that's where I've sort of stopped and stayed. And you do a little bit of texting. Some of you do it like this here now. It's really tremendous. But I still I don't have a touch screen. Okay, I actually left my phone by accident on the prize table the other night, and none of the children picked it up. That's how good my phone is. Well, did a bit of texting. And at the bottom of the text, sometimes you will put a lovely X. Yeah? Or maybe you receive a lovely text from somebody, and at the bottom, there might be maybe two or three lovely X's at the bottom. Or maybe you're like me, and maybe when it comes round to your birthday, you get a birthday card. That's last year's, as you can see. This year's hasn't come round yet. And inside there, no money as usual, always the way. Happy birthday today. Lots of love from Nat and Esther. And there's lots of X's and O's at the bottom here. It's a strange word, isn't it? Isn't it? X, swexwa. That's a funny word, isn't it? What are those? Slip your hand up if you think you can tell me what those are all about. Look at the girls' hands up here. Wow. Shh. Right back there. Yeah. What are those X's for? Yes. But what are the X's? What actually are those little X's? What are they? They are kisses, that's right. We better get the sweets out again here. They're kisses. The girls know all about this stuff here. The boys know too, but they won't put their hand up. Okay. Quick. And one down here. Those X's are kisses. And those X's are there because, as this girl said in the middle, that person wants you to know that they love you. Isn't that right? Isn't that why they're there? Yes? Well, boys and girls, here we have the first of our X's. It's a hidden X. It's a secret X. And it's found here where it says, but God commendeth his love toward us. That's the hidden X. That's God's love for you and for me, Dylan. Sitting up. You know, if you were to open your Bible and you were to read through it and your mum or dad was allowed you to put a little X beside all the places in the Bible where God tells you that he loves you, he has compassion upon you, he cares of you, for you, your Bible would be filled with little marks. Because tonight I have to tell you that God loves you. If you never learn anything else or know anything else tonight, know this much, that God loves you. The little epistle of John says that God is love. And here we have it again. But God commendeth his love toward us. That's the first X, the first hidden X that we want to explain to you tonight. It's found there in God's love. And let me tell you, sometimes we are just so unlovable. Our behavior, our waywardness, our rebellion. And yet God loves us. Of course, he doesn't love the sin, but he loves the sinner. We need to be clear on that. That's the first one. Boys and girls, the second hidden X is found among the blue letters. Because it says there, in that while we were yet sinners. Now to explain this to you, I have to touch on a subject that boys and girls don't like. In fact, mums and dads don't like it either because they usually get involved in it somewhere down the line. And the subject that I want to touch on tonight to explain this second X To show you what I'm talking about is the word homework. I know, I'm sorry. Homework. There's a girl just sank down in the seat there. Homework. And mums and dads, they don't like that word either because they have to help sometimes. And they're not much help at all. It's just homework. Now, most of you guys are still off school, but you'll be going back to school soon. And no doubt, slip your hand up, you think you'll get homework the first week. Wow, those teachers, unbelievable. Hands all down. Who got homework last year? You see? Wonderful. So I want to look at homework to explain this second hidden X. And I have brought with me tonight, if you're sitting up with your arms folded, I have brought some of my homework with me. Yes. We were cleaning out the garage, cleaning out the attic, and we've seen all my homework. All my books. And I brought some of my homework with me tonight. Let you see it. Look at that. Beautiful. Look at the handwriting there. Isn't that nice? What? I was doing some of my maths. Isn't it really nice? Look at that. And look. Okay. Look. My teacher. She loves me. Isn't that a kiss? Yes. Yes. All along, all down the years, you parents thought that the teachers were cross, but they've been putting kisses on your homework all the time. This girl said, it's not right. It's because love. That right? The teacher loves you? Puts a kiss on the homework? Okay. Slip your hand up if you really think you know what that X is all about. Adam? Thanks, Adam. At least he didn't shout it out all over the place. It's because I was wrong, Adam. Is that right? Oh, sorry. Well done, good man. Okay. Well, I want you to sit up really quietly and I want you to listen about this and I want you to consider this without saying a word, without having an argument, without giving an opinion. Boys and girls, mums and dads, whenever your teacher takes the time to take all those homeworks and to go through them all and to find something wrong in yours and to then take the trouble to point it out, because they don't want you to continue making that same mistake all through life, that in actual fact your teacher, strangely enough, they actually do love you. Now that's strange. You never thought of that before. They do love you. And in a very small measure, comparing it with the holy aspect of things, God's precious word, God too looks at all of your life. He too has given you his precious word that you would live and abide by it. And he too will point out to you through his word where you have gone wrong so that you may put things right. That you may even seek him for forgiveness and turn from that which is wrong, girls. And the wonder of it is this, sometimes people just will not open their Bible even to read what God's word has to say. And God has gone the extra mile. He's given you, every one of you, a conscience. And he pricks your conscience whenever you do that which is wrong. You see, God really does love you. Just as the teacher loves you. Has an interest in you, wants you to do what's right and to live in obedience. But of course, there's something else as well as doing something wrong by mistake. There is doing that which is wrong on purpose. And you know, as far as the law is concerned, both are the same. You might come down this road here at 70 mile an hour. None of our bus drivers do that. But you might come down this road here at 70 mile an hour. And just because you didn't know that that wasn't the speed limit, and just because you were stopped and told about it, doesn't mean you're any less guilty. And all the excuses and all the ignorance, they're all set aside. You've broken the law. And you know, you may do things wrong and not know you're doing them wrong. But think of the things that you have done wrong knowingly. Think of the things in your life. Because you see, this second Acts is that word sinner. While we were yet sinners. That's the second hidden Acts. The fact remains is this, that every one of us here, every day, every hour of our lives, we do that which is wrong. And we sin against God primarily, and we offend our fellow man, and we do that which is wrong, and our whole lives are filled with axes. Wouldn't it be a shame tonight for you if someone was to follow you, boys and girls, and then to bring the list of the things that you've done wrong and put them on the wall for all to see? How embarrassing, how ashamed you would be. You wouldn't want it to be up there. And yet, today and yesterday, in fact, every day, there is one that follows you. There's one that takes an account. And that is God Himself. And one day, the books will be opened. And one day, the record will be read out. And one day, all your sin will stand before you to condemn you. Because you're guilty from having sinned against God. In that while we were yet sinners. That's the second hidden axe. But there's another hidden axe, and it's there amongst the green letters, and it's, with this we're finished. Boys and girls, among the green letters it says, Christ died for us. And we want just to, I suppose, cheat a little bit. Because we're going to take a little axe and we're going to turn it that way. Because when we read about Christ dying for us, it reminds us of the cross of Calvary. The cross of Calvary. You couldn't end at a better place than the cross of Calvary. And tonight, boys and girls, we have on the one side God's love for us. We have on the other side our sins and the fact that we're a sinner. But we have in the middle, we have the cross that brings it all together. And there on the cross, the Savior died for your sin and for mine. 2,000 years ago, when the Roman Empire took over any country to show their power, to show their strength, to show that they were seriously minded, they would take those who would rebel, they would take those who would murder, they would take those who would rob and steal, and they would make a public example of them. And they would be tried, and then they would be cruelly crucified in a public manner for all to see. And the people were well used to this. But let me tell you tonight, whenever the Savior was taken, His crime was not spelled out, for He had no crime. His guilt could not be found because He wasn't guilty. In fact, on that day, His enemy, Pilate, had to say, I find no fault in this man. You see, the Savior was taken and He was crucified. He was innocent. He was spotless. He was sinless. He was the Son of God. And He died on that cross. The Bible tells us, for your sin and for mine. And without the shedding of His blood, there is no remission of sin. There is no forgiveness. And there is no way back to God unless we come the way of the cross. And that's where you need to come tonight. You need to come to the Savior. Maybe you've been in meetings before, and you've come and you've gone. And maybe you've never once thanked the Lord for dying for you. You've never once thanked Him for suffering for you, for taking your place, for taking the punishment that you deserve. And you go out as you come in your sin. Well, you know, and we're not here to scaremonger, but tonight could be your last opportunity to hear this wonderful message that God loves you, that you're a sinner, and that the Savior died for you. I don't know what your future holds, but I do know this much, that if you don't get another opportunity to ever hear the gospel message, if you were to be cut off even this very night, what you have done with this verse will either have you be found in heaven for all eternity or lost for all eternity. What you do with God's love, will you accept it? Will you reject it? What you do with the fact that you're a sinner, will you acknowledge you're a sinner? What you do with Christ, will you make Him your Savior? These are very important issues. Don't go out lightly. Don't forget them. You come to the Savior, and He's waiting for you. He's a wonderful Savior. I recommend Him to you. or that you'd be wise and you would come to him tonight.